serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 54 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA, police lining up opposite those who have set up encampments in support of Palestinians in Gaza. In some cases, officers in riot gear are moving in to dismantle the tents. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
The police action occurring about 24 hours after counter-protesters had faced off against those who had set up the encampment. The students say they want their school to stop doing business with Israel and companies they say support the war in Gaza. The United Nations estimates that even if the war stopped right now, it would take at least until the year 2040 to rebuild all the homes in Gaza that have been destroyed. Donald Trump facing the prospect of another contempt of court charge and additional sanctions in his criminal hush money case later today. This is ABC News. At least six people, including four children, hurt in a drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas.
The attack was sudden and apparently unprovoked. A car sped into an apartment complex parking lot, and either the driver or a passenger or both started shooting, hitting six people. The youngest victim is three.
I'm a parent myself. I can only imagine how heart-wrenching this would be for a parent for their child to be shot.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes is looking for suspects and a motive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Chicago, police have arrested a suspect in the murder of a police officer shot while on his way home from his shift. Tests on beef for bird flu are in.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu, a new scientific study confirming cold beer does taste better. Chinese researchers say the best temperature, 41 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, thank you so much for joining us. Rainy day. Hank, stick your arm out the window. Is it still raining out there?
Yep, still raining, buddy.
All right.
You got any soap?
Yeah. That's your AccuWeather today.
You know, no hand soap, please. Kick that away.
Okay.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Andrea. Don't miss the A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Mega Clearance Event Sidewalk Sale. This Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're cleaning house to make room for more new items. Our sidewalk sale items are all cash and carry. New items continually being added to clear out storage rooms. Items included and not limited to home decor, pillows, kids, seasonal, bedding, candles, lamps, dishes, clothing, pet, etc. Don't forget to grab flowers, too, from Amy at Bindle Tire and Auto across the street. Amy donates all the proceeds to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, a nonprofit helping all local area cancer patients. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Today's forecast from WRCO calls for temperatures to top out at 67 with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong this afternoon. East winds becoming 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late evening, a low of 48. Friday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 72. Saturday, 67 with showers likely by afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. And Sunday, a nice day with mostly sunny skies. A high of 69. In Richland Center Country, around 5/100 of an inch of rain. Light stuff continuing, and it is 54 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? Just like when you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio and Thinking About Me. 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, Hank Bray will make a triumph return in just a little bit. Regular features continue here on WRCO Radio. We hope you're having a good Thursday, and we'll have to see what the odds makers are saying for any high school events today outside. I don't know. I don't know. I never predict, because there have been days where we've had things and days when I didn't think we would, and we got rained on, and whatever the case might be. So all the joys of spring. Normally you get into May a little bit, and the weather starts to straighten out a little bit. And I recall 2020, when everything was canceled with the pandemic, and then the next year they came back and they kind of pushed spring sports later. So we started, I think the first games were like around the 25th of April, and we never had a better spring. It was just amazing. But we haven't had that consistent weather yet this year.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say, there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle.
Seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors, from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Tracy Byrd doing a little bit of line dancing to that one this morning there. It's hard for me to kind of get the rhythm. And then this sciatica thing I've got going on, that kind of takes the sharp edge off my dancing too. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Old Hank Bray shows up and you just never know. We've got a bleeper on his microphone just in case. And then coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, several really nice anniversaries in our community. And we'll look at that list coming up here on the 2nd of May a little bit later on. Looking for delicious meats for your graduation party? Richland Locker has you covered. Try the marinated boneless turkey breast for just $3.98 a pound. Available in flavors like butter garlic, sun-dried tomato, and garlic parmesan. Plus, the deli offers sliced roast beef for $11.98 a pound and Longhorn Colby Jack for $4.98 a pound. Don't wait until the last minute. Pre-order now for your upcoming celebration. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Visit them today and stock up on the best for your table.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Tim Tech Auction Realty. Let's say results, not coming events. Large squares topped at 265 a ton and large rounds topped off at 175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square, baler, chopper, disc, mine, boats, vehicles, mower, camper, and much more. Online only auction ending May 15th at 6 p.m. And household tools located in Fenimore ending April 15th at 5 p.m. Watch for more online only auctions. Call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, my name is Aubrey and I'm a fifth grade student at St. Mary's School. I'm here today with my friend from the 4K program, Amelia. Amelia and I are going to talk about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Amelia, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I am.
Me too. We will be walking a safe route on Friday, May 3rd to raise money for our school. Along the way, we are reminded of our school virtues. The fifth grade virtue is temperance. Amelia, what is your class virtue you have been learning about this year?
Brotherly love.
That is a really special virtue. I hope you and your friends have a great time on the walk.
Me too. I cannot wait to walk with the whole school.
The Walk for Virtues is a special time with our families and friends that brings our school together for a great cause.
Walk for Virtues is a celebration of our school.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I'm trying to dry off.
A little wet out there
yeah,
today.
I was trying to take a bath out there.
Yeah, well,
all good. You gave me was hand soap, Philip.
I know. It's not even Saturday night. You usually wait till Saturday to bathe.
I'm just trying to help people out here in the office.
Oh, well.
How you been?
Good. We did a little biking and
walking
and running on the Pine River Recreation Trail yesterday.
Cool.
And Beautiful night. Wildlife running around, deer and squirrels.
You know when they look at, a deer sees you like, oh my God, look at that. There's a wild Phil.
Mm-hmm, right,
you
look
know?
At that.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, exactly. Saw a couple of ducks in their nest, you know, kind of, they blend in with the scenery, but, you know, you could kind of see them down there. They're on their nest. And
so we've done a turkey this week. We've done a chicken or a rooster this week. Let me hear your duck.
A duck? I don't think I'm very good at those.
Quack, quack, quack,
yeah,
quack.
That's pretty good.
Quack, 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 quack.
There you go.
See? Three animals right out
bad.
Of the way.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You could be the voiceover for the See and Say. Remember that?
Yeah.
You pull the string. A duck what? Goes.
Quack, quack.
There you
quack,
go.
Quack, a cow goes.
There you go. Yeah, I always like the farm animal one.
Yep.
And my daughter, for whatever reason, would put toys on the little spinner, and they would spin around.
Yes.
I don't know what it was, but she fascinated by putting like a doll on there and let them spin
just
around.
Just let them
like
spin around.
Merry-go-round or something.
Get you dizzy like the one reel does in my life.
Right, exactly.
Hey, did you know that 65% of our youth think that chocolate milk comes from Swiss cows?
No way.
Yep, does. No, yep.
Swiss cows.
Well, yeah, the brown cows.
Brown cows.
Brown cows.
Brown Swiss.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that you thought that.
Not me, the youth.
Yeah, I know. That's
ute.
What you said.
The ute
thought that. Oh, Hank.
So,
well, we want to talk about some of our presents that we've had this week.
Talk about the Charleston Chew from Jamie Gander and Badgerland Flooring. Can you believe that?
Well, we talked yesterday. We didn't think that they existed. I said that.
Right.
I don't remember. Not that I've been looking for them, but I don't know that I've seen them since Gus's service station in Ithaca in the late 70s. But, they still make them.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And I guess that's people still like them, too.
Yeah, they expired in 1972.
No, it did not.
No, I'm just kidding.
Charleston Chew. Chewy flavored nougat with a delicious chocolatey coating.
How many ounces is that?
Vanilla. Well, let me get it here. Is it because you're thinking about having some for your diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serving size 4, 120 calories per serving, Hank. Mm. Yep.
Maybe I can lick the wrapper.
It's at least a foot long.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
That was my favorite candy bar growing up. Put it in the freezer, and then you crack it.
Put it in the freezer.
Yep.
Okay, Joanne. Yeah, that's, in fact, one of our, I don't want to give out any names, but our Saturday afternoon host's wife likes these in the freezer.
Oh.
And likes to hit him with a hammer or something. She takes him out, boom, hits him with a hammer.
She practices for Chris.
Now, keep Joanne away from that Charleston.
Well, you know if it disappears. Look in the freezer.
Good
look
stuff.
In the freezer. Yeah, 4 ounces here.
Four ounces of candy?
Yes.
I don't know. I think it might be hard on your dental.
Yeah, very well.
Kind of.
But our dental people would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, dental's one of the oldest living.
I learned that yesterday on the program. And then thanks to Weston District Administrator Gary Siftestad, who brought in Ski.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He found it in Tennessee, the corporate headquarters located there, with real sugar. Mm-hmm. And it also has, notice it's got the stuff floating around
in it. It's got the pulp
in it. It's got the pulp.
Yeah.
Because I remember my kids, one of the first times they ever had it, they're like, ew, there's something in his pop. Ew.
It is actually floating in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the citrus in there. And if you Google Ski Soda Pop, it will say developed from a recipe from Richland Center, Wisconsin. So
really?
Go back to the early days. And then this shirt that Gary brought me, it says
retro
1956. That's when Ski started here in Richland Center. So a little history for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I certainly, maybe I'll save one for Saturday night. The next 4 Saturday nights I can have a bottle.
You have 2 of them.
Oh, well, then the next 4 after that I can have.
And what about the hillbilly bottles?
Yeah, he brought some hillbilly bottles too, but they didn't have any pop in them.
No. I put coffee in them.
Oh, did you?
But no, the hillbilly bottles are originally from Richland Center as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So. It's got the hillbilly toting the jug on the outside.
Yeah. Well, there are 3 different kinds of bottles there.
I always loved the hillbilly grape, and they had black cherry was really good too. And cream soda, some of the old flavors.
Love cream soda. I wonder if they make a Henry's cream soda.
I don't know. They make a Henry's, what was it?
Hard soda.
Hard soda. No, there's a different one. Because we gave one away on Saturday night, and it wasn't hard.
Wasn't that Hank's? Wasn't that Barge root beer?
Oh, it was some sort of root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hank's root beer.
Yeah, so
you should start your own soda pop then.
I'm going to start it with Charleston Chew.
Charleston Chew flavor?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chewy nugget flavored with a delicious chocolatey coating.
Hmm.
So anyway.
It's kind of hard.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but anyway, today's World Record Day, Phil. I wanted to start your day out right. Are you ready for this?
No.
Some people have more hair than others on their knuckles, on their knees, their backs, even in their ears. The longest ear hair, Philip, belongs to a retired teacher, Anthony Victor of India. Now get this, it reaches 7.12 inches long.
No!
You ought to see this. This is absolutely
gross.
Disgusting.
Oh, there is a picture.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Look at that guy. That is amazing.
He has more hair on his ears than on his head.
Yeah, a lot more than you do, that's for sure. Yeah.
Hey.
Interesting. That is a world record that I could probably set.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I'm not going to.
Anyway, I have one here. Oh, and don't forget, big days today through Saturday for a couple businesses. First of all, Amy Bendel down there doing the flowers across from A-Plus Furniture.
Oh, yeah. Bendel Tire and Auto.
Bendel Tire and Auto. Got the flowers going on, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So, and I ordered us some, so you need to go down and pick them up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And she says only cash from us for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Don't get that.
Take up a collection.
I don't get that. So we're going to plant some flowers out front.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, A-plus sidewalk sale. So right across, back and forth, they have a huge sidewalk sale going on today through Saturday. So all the smaller items, I mean, rock bottom prices. I mean, you need to go check this out when A-plus opens. Plus, Walsh's dirt sale. All right, this is a huge sale. I don't remember if they had it last year, but I know it's back by popular demand. You've heard Brian Hill on the radio just chirping about it. But also their garden sale. All this is only in Muscadet and Richland Center. So don't mean to be a downer, but give some plugs, and here we go.
Yeah, well, I was going to say we could dig some dirt up on some people.
Yes, we could.
Right.
If not, we can pack it for way for later. Nigerian, this is here. This is something that you need to... put your high hopes on. Nigerian woman interviews 90 people in 55 hours for the world record.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. So a marathon after hosting 90 people over 55 hours and 24 seconds. Clara Kronborg hosts a talk show on YouTube called Women's World Show. She beat the previous record holder, Rob Oliver, who had the time of 37 hours and 44 minutes. In 2022. The interview marathon included conversation with people from various backgrounds speaking about how they achieved success in their respective fields as politicians, business owners, content creators, and more. So it's really kind of neat.
That's quite a record. If you're going to do that,
you'd have to have them lined up.
Well, you'd have to have people that gave longer answers too. You know, as an interviewer, you work harder when they give short answers.
Right.
So if someone is talking a minute or two, that gives her a break. See.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but still, that's a pretty incredible long time to be sharp and still come up with questions and things.
Yes.
Like that. Yes. Exactly.
okay. YouTuber scores Guinness World Record with the biggest modeled aircraft carrier.
Really?
Yeah. James Walmsley, a British YouTube engineer channel host, has built the world's biggest remote-controlled aircraft carrier. He has landed two remote-control model airplanes on the 16.46-foot model carrier, scoring another world record of landing aircrafts on this thing.
Huh. Wow.
The project took him 3 months. The test flights and landings were done at Rudland Lake in Stratosphere, Britain. Okay, one of the model crashed into the water during testing. Here's the neat part. Walmsley had already set a the speed of the car was destroyed. A jet cat of 220 engine with aluminum chassis. So. This guy, his model car hit 94.76 miles per hour, which was another record.
Must have had some good model glue on there to hold it together.
Yeah, maybe. Man. Maybe.
Right, right.
So, speaking of long ears, Phil, there's one.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I read this yesterday.
Did you?
The South Carolina horse breaking the world record, the miniature horse with a tail that is measuring 5 feet, 11.26 inches.
The horse
named Sweetie is 3 feet, 1 inch tall, and 36 years old.
Wow. 36 years old?
Sweetie, yeah. Yeah, with a long tail. That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
So that guy from India. His ear hair
would be about the same, right?
It's disgusting. Well, have a great day, young
Sounds
man.
Good, yeah.
Hey, be kind, bud.
Want to put a plug in, too, for Jim Wonkdenonk's Grace
Guitars.
They're going to be another season of those, and WRCO is honored. We're honored that we're going to be one of the first locations for
those
starting next week.
He does a great job.
Yep, you betcha.
So be kind, my man.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Who is the one person you could count on through everything and always there when you need someone? It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank. Have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now through Saturday, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Here's your history lesson for today, May 2nd, 1932. Jack Benny's first radio show, sponsored by Canada Dry, made its debut on the NBC Blue Network. 1941, General Mills began shipping its new cereal, Cheery Oats, to six test markets. Of course, it later became Cheery O's. And in 1970, jockey Diane Crump became the first woman to ride in the Kentucky Derby. She finished 15th aboard a horse named Fathom. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy 16th, Gunnar Bell from Grandma Bell. To Pastor Mark Kufall from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, have a great day, Pastor Mark. Happy birthday to Ann Hagenston from Pip and Isla. Scott Keys from Lori and the Guys. Carrie Larson has a birthday. All the best from Sacred Heart Parish. To Virginia Wiedenfeld from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. And also have a super year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band to Virginia Wiedenfeld. Patty Olson, happy birthday from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Richland Center Lions today saluting Paisley Richardson and Avery Pliner. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes on the birthday side for Grayson Bone, Hannah Hackett, and Annette Wilkinson. Also Elaine Ryder and Mitchell Spiegel, along with Michael Thomas Jr. Have a happy anniversary. Charlie and Sandy Johnson, Jeff and Karen Landmark, and Sandy and Ted Menny. Happy anniversary, Michael and Megan Braden from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Ron and Pat Alt from Sacred Heart Parish, happy anniversary. And once again to Charlie and Sandra Johnson, we love you, from Amy Jo, Rizzo, and KB. All the best on your 54th wedding anniversary.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Looks like the rain has stopped anyway for the time being. 54 at WRCO Studios on a Thursday, 7:42 the time. Here's Charlie Pride.
My eyes can only see as far as you. I stop searching all the faces in the crowd. I don't ever want to find somebody new. I'm content with loneliness if you're not in my arms. For my eyes can only see as far as you.
hope you have a wonderful day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Andrea. Don't miss the A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet Mega Clearance Event Sidewalk Sale. This Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're cleaning house to make room for more new items. Our sidewalk sale items are all cash and carry. New items continually being added to clear out storage rooms. Items included and not limited to home decor, pillows, kids, seasonal, bedding, candles, lamps, dishes, clothing, pet, etc. Don't forget to grab flowers too from Amy at Bindle Tire and Auto across the street. Amy donates all the proceeds to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, a nonprofit helping all local area cancer patients. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Philback Family of Dealerships. Cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms today. A few storms could be strong this afternoon with a high of 67. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by late evening, partial clearing late with a low of 48. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northerly winds and it's 54 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Police shot and killed a student outside a Wisconsin middle school Wednesday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. The state's attorney general said in the first law enforcement briefing on gunshots that sent children fleeing and prompted an hours-long lockdown of local schools. Authorities had previously said an active shooter who never got inside the building was neutralized outside Mount Horeb Middle School. State Attorney General Josh Call told reporters Wednesday evening no one else was harmed and that an investigation is ongoing. Authorities described the student as a juvenile male but didn't provide an age or indicate which of the Mount Horeb District schools he attended. The middle school, high school, and intermediate center are on a shared campus and all went into lockdown. Rob Chappell is executive editor of news site Madison 365 and a Mount Horeb schools parent.
What we've heard from a few students who were able to flee the school, a fellow student was attempting to breach the school. He was banging the butt of a gun on a window and was unable to break the window and then began to fire at the window and then was engaged by a school resource officer.
Call declined to answer several questions about what happened once police responded, including whether the student had fired a weapon, what type of weapon he had, and whether he tried to get inside the school. Authorities said multiple Mount Horeb officers wearing body cameras had fired weapons, but they did not say how many. Police remained on the scene hours afterward while students were kept locked down in buildings late into the afternoon before slowly being released to relatives. For panicked students and their terrified parents, it was an anxious, unsettling wait. Parents described children hiding in closets, afraid to communicate on cell phones, and one middle schooler said his class initially fled the school gym on inline skates. The district used Facebook posts throughout the day to give updates, with the earliest around 11:30, reporting all district schools were on lockdown. Authorities in Mount Horeb said the alleged assailant was the only person harmed, and witnesses described hearing gunshots and seeing dozens of children running. Several hours later, school buses remained lined up for blocks outside the middle school, and police tape surrounded the middle school, the nearby high school, and playing fields between both buildings. One middle schooler said his class was in the school gym practicing inline skating when they heard gunshots. Max Kelly, 12, said his teacher told the class to flee. He said they skated to a street, ditched their inline skates, and ran to a nearby convenience store and gas station and hid in a bathroom. Kelly, shoeless, was reunited with his parents and sat on a hillside with them early Wednesday afternoon, waiting for his younger siblings to be released from their own schools. Anxious parents spent hours thronging a bus depot waiting for their children. Call said law enforcement had been concerned about the possibility of a continuing threat, though he didn't provide more details. He said investigators sought to interview students as they were reunited with parents. Mount Horeb Area School District Superintendent Steve Salerno suggested that without recent security upgrades, this could have been a far worse tragedy. He said students immediately told school staff about seeing someone suspicious outside the building, but did not elaborate. It's an experience that you just pray to God every day that you just don't ever have to enter into, Salerno told reporters. Schools nationwide have sought ways to prevent mass shootings inside their walls, from physical security measures and active shooter drills to technology, including detailed digital maps. Many also rely on teachers and administrators working to detect early signs of student mental health struggles. A chaotic confrontation between protesters and police at the University of Wisconsin-Madison yesterday morning. After repeated warnings that the tents were there illegally, UW-Madison police and other law enforcement agencies, including the State Patrol, moved onto the Library Mall and forcibly took down an encampment set up by anti-war pro-Palestinian protesters. Social media posts showed several people being taken to the ground and handcuffed. At least one faculty member was injured. UW police said numerous arrests were made and four people were booked into the Dane County Jail and four officers were injured. More tents went up after police left the area. The second in a series of third congressional district primary forums was held last night at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW La Crosse campus and was broadcast by Civic Media. U.S. House candidate Rebecca Cook says the federal government should do more to fight PFAS pollution.
Calling for more testing is one of the things that's at the start of that. Calling for more research and remediation. And remediation is not cheap.
Candidate Eric Wilson says you shouldn't have to be wealthy to run for office.
It's not easy working full-time and running. We're putting up barriers that not everyone has access.
Candidate Katrina Shanklin says she's the most experienced candidate in the race. She served in the state assembly for more than a decade.
I'm the only candidate in this race who's won an election. I think that's important. I'm the only candidate in this race who has passed bills into law. I think that's important.
Shanklin's running against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the August 13th primary. The winner takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. A new report says the average teacher pay in Wisconsin grew 3% last year, and in tandem with that, the average starting salary also rose by 3%, making for an average salary of just over $62,000 and the cost of living $60,000.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, May 2nd. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley in Sauk City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian's Cemetery Association, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville, or the Bear Valley Fire Department. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley in Sauk City. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center. Alfred L. Mitchick Jr., 85 of Highland, died Sunday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Anthony and Philip Church in Highland, with burial to follow at St. Anthony Cemetery, along with full military honors. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to St. Anthony and Philip Church, the Highland Ambulance Service, the Highland American Legion Post, the Highland Park Improvements, or the Second Harvest Food Pantry. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is assisting the family of Alfred L. Mitchick Jr., 85 of Highland. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92 of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 Saturday at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church Saturday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92 of Lime Ridge. Sheila R. Howell, 82 of Gotham, died April 19th at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Sheila R. Howell, 82 of Gotham. Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89, died Thursday, April 25th. A private funeral mass will be held. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to your favorite library. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89. John L. Pulaski, 87 of Arborvitae, died Monday at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. Private family services will be held at a later date. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Woodruff is serving the family of John L. Pulaski, 87 of Arborvitae. Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69 of Baraboo, died Saturday at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean, Benita Williams, 69 of Baraboo. Jeremy Larson, 44 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held next Thursday, May 9th at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Thursday, May 9th, from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests people wear a shirt from their favorite band to the service. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Lexa and Cody Trum had a daughter, Tadley Ryan.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe with an ultra-cool historic building.